What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Petering Out Podcast. That's right. Put those headphones in and with those peters out. Because you're here with your host, Pistol P Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy.
No, a.k.a.?
A.k.a. Soft Tones.
Soft Tones. I like that. Almost, you know what? I feel like if we could add the Twilight music, the Twilight Zone music to the background of that, I feel like I could have gone off with that as well. That would have been horrid. So we're back 2 weeks in a row in person.
Yeah, the world record.
All right, seriously.
New record.
You know what? Our show schedule has become so...
erratic.
Erratic that on iTunes, it normally would say weekly episode, weekly show. Now it says we're a bi-weekly show because it, like,
we're just so...
We've been so inconsistent lately.
Yeah.
I blame the holidays.
Yeah, but it's been longer than the holidays.
Yeah, that's true. I blame Michael. It's his fault.
He turns out I'm the rock, he's the glue. And you're nothing.
Nothing. I'm the idea man. I'm the guy that gets all the stories. And yeah, that's about it. That's what I do. I get the stories. I give you guys shit to talk about, okay?
And then we make it interesting.
So we're all, each one of us is an integral. Integral. Integral?
Integral.
Integral. Thank you. That's the word. Integral. Yes. Did you... I don't know why that reminded me of that. Did you ever listen to... In Metal Gear... Was it Metal Gear 5?
What happened?
It was Metal Gear 4. Damn, that was Metal Gear 4. Shit. Metal Gear 4 had... Like, you can get a Sony Walkman. Like, their digital...
Mm-hmm.
And you could listen to the Metal Gear Integral podcast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you talked about this.
Yeah. It was a great podcast, but it was like, you could only listen to it.
In the game.
In the game. And when I said that word, it brought back that memory of, man, I want to play Metal Gear 4 now. Such a good game.
Yeah, I wish they would at least just put it on PlayStation.
Yeah, right?
Just as it is, no update or anything, just... It.
Yeah, I feel like they wouldn't have to. I mean, graphically, it's not.
It probably wouldn't look good.
It wouldn't be the same, but I think if it's still.
But I think the people who want to play it will still play it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, was there any updates from last week? There was something we talked about last week.
Last week? Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I shortly mentioned the new Twitch meta, which then evolved into artistic nudity.
Oh yes, yeah. Okay, you know, let's start
and then
there.
2 days later, being revoked.
So this is the way that it was worded in, like the Twitch, like what's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
It was so in the headline they used it, but if you actually read the terms of services, it allowed dancing, twerking and strip dances under artistic nudity.
Mm-hmm. But so could you have actual nudity, or was it just like you could get skimpy?
You know what?
You can get skimpier than you could on Twitch as long as there was an artistic reason.
I didn't read that far into it. I was like, all right, I'm in. I'm back on Twitch.
I was never on Twitch, but I'm back on.
I'm back on. No, you know, it's funny because I've been on Twitch recently, but only following a couple of dudes.
Yeah. Dudes are generally more interesting.
Yeah. They don't have to get naked for views.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple girls that are awesome.
Yeah.
But usually they're not like half naked. They're doing the same thing the guys are doing.
There was one, oh my God, I can't think of her name right now. It wasn't Twitch, it was actually TikTok though. it was a live streamer on TikTok, but she was gaming. But so she has her camera set up. She's not showing what game she's playing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she might be streaming on Twitch at the same time. They know they do that. But so it's just her. Like, the camera is, I guess, behind her monitor. She's sitting in a chair, and she just has one leg up. And she's in a skirt.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just kind of like, it's not full-on panty shot, but like when she moves, like...
You see it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm assuming people just watch for that hope of, oh my god! I seen a glimpse of panties. Can I see her clit? Can I see her clit? Yeah, I think that's the hope, right?
Yeah, that's the hope. You know, you can see it just like a fucking...
I can see the outline.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hope. Or that it just slips.
Yeah,
the hope that it just slips and there you fucking let it all out.
It's all hanging out. The whole roast beef. But, like, to me, like, what was funny about it to me was, like, the fact, okay, so this chick, like, obviously the camera's directly on her face and she's watching the screen, but she's not talking. And she's not, like, she's legitimately, she looks bored. It's just the fact that she's wearing a skirt.
Yeah,
and she has her leg propped up.
Yeah, that's like, that's just how all of them are.
Really. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like, they're talking like, oh, hi.
Yeah, oh, hi. So, yeah, that's basically so, all it is. So, like, oh, hi, Simon. So, oh, hi. Oh, okay. Thanks for the, okay.
Thanks for the bits. Yeah.
thanks for the subscription.
Yeah, they're just reading stuff the
whole time. Yeah.
For,
where, oh, no, I'm not, I don't like to talk about where I'm from. That's privacy.
Yeah.
Yes, they're real.
Yes, they're real.
Yeah, it's like they lean forward.
It is pink.
Yeah. Yes, I have a boyfriend. Or no, I don't have a boyfriend.
No, they can't say I have a boyfriend. Yeah. They lose their viewership in seconds.
Yeah. Well, that was Amaranth's whole thing. Remember when she first came out?
Yeah, she's still one of the biggest people.
No, I know she is. I know she is. But there was a whole thing about, like, remember there was like that guy trying to expose her, like, oh, like you have a boyfriend or you're married, you have a husband, mm-hmm. and you're lying to these people because you know that the second you tell people that you're in a relationship, you're losing all your popularity. You're losing all this.
Which I don't think is true.
I don't think so.
I think the fact that she was lying is the issue that people are like, oh.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just being gamed.
Yeah.
And then that's what makes you leave, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, if you're just like, yeah, I have a boyfriend, and you're here to look at my shit.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, exactly.
It's just, there's an understanding.
Like, cause I feel like, because what is that? Like, okay, the fact that, oh, they're single, that means I have a chance? No, you don't. Yeah. No. Like, no matter how many, like, unless you legitimately spend, like, billions of dollars or millions of dollars on somebody, I don't think, and even then
they wouldn't, because you already given them billions of dollars.
Yeah. Like, even then, there's no, like,
There's no way they're gonna get more money out of you if you're giving them that much money.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no matter how, like, you're not gonna buy them to, like, oh, if I spend enough on this chick, she's gonna like me.
Yeah, you're already giving her what she wants.
Yeah, it's you know that term, like, oh, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? It's the same shit.
Yeah,
it's just in reverse. Yeah, exactly. It's like.
Why sell you the cow when you pay for the when you pay for the milk at the cow's price?
Basically, yeah, yeah. Buying a whole ass cow, getting a gallon of milk. but yeah, I trip out on that. The one thing, like, with her specifically, with Amaranth, that specifically the thing that's weird to me is, like, she's doing all this sexual stuff now. Like, she's going full on. But, like, she's talked about how she's not a sexual person, never has been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, like, I guess, I don't really follow her, but, like, this was a Reddit thread that I was reading about her, and it was, people were like, her solo stuff sucks, and then someone underneath that was like, well, yeah, she's flat out said, she goes, I don't do this normally, I'm literally doing it for content, because this is what you guys are asking for.
Yeah.
But I don't do this. Like, she doesn't...
I'm not a professional. You're just watching somebody do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're not watching like a showman.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah, she's not doing the. It's like, well, yeah. Like, that's like, even in her own time, she's like, if she was alone and it was like she needed to do that,
what she'd be doing.
It'd be just as boring. Yeah. But it's like, think about, like, okay, when you're taking care of business, you're not putting on a show for anybody. Yeah, you're just that's it. You're done.
It's just doing the most primal fucking disgusting shit. Your face is gross. You're sweating.
Oh God. Oh, I had this conversation with someone recently too about that. Because for whatever reason, okay, men are visual creatures. Mm-hmm. Women send you titty pics and you're like, oh, she loves me. Right?
Therefore, love.
But the reverse isn't true.
Right.
Like, if you send a dick pic, she's not going to be like,
nine times out of ten, they're creeped out.
Yeah. Even if it's somebody you know, unless they ask for it, unless they ask for it and they're into that, but the male penis is not. They're not photographable, yeah.
It's not a photogenic body part.
Well, dudes be sending dick pics, this will show her. This will get her.
Yeah.
To me, it's just it's the same thing, too. That's why there's not this, so OnlyFans is predominantly a female-based property right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's dudes on there. But it's not like they're doing solo stuff unless it's gay.
Right.
And even then,
Will Smith is on there.
But even then, gay dudes aren't trying to, who watches wank videos?
Yeah.
That's another episode. Who watches wank videos? because it would have to be, an artistic way to do it. It'd have to be, because you're not doing it the way you would normally do it. It's not
Yeah, it's such an uncomfortable thing to just not, to be artistic about it.
Yeah, could you imagine, if you were going to do it and put on a show for somebody, how uncomfortable would it
be? Yeah, you're talking to a camera.
Yeah.
You're talking to the void.
Yeah, breaking that fourth wall. That'd be so weird. That'd be really weird to do. So, I mean, I that's the one thing I have to do. I have to
get. So, we respect these guys.
Yeah, the highest
honor, because they do what we think is impossible.
Yep. I mean, the same thing, though. You got to give it to these chicks that do stuff like this. Because they're putting themselves out there. I mean, it's easier than getting a job, yes. But at the same time, it's not. Because you're showing a deeply personal part of yourself.
Yeah, you're also sacrificing, basically.
Yeah.
It's basically an all-in.
Yeah, that's it.
It's an all-in play, right?
Yeah.
Hail Mary.
Yep.
Because if it doesn't go well, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
You're stuck. You're stuck in that profession once you start.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, that's kind of that's it. You've agreed to it now.
Unless you make it big, on a Kim Kardashian level or something.
Yeah, or you can be legitimately entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Lethal Company. This is a PC only game, right? Lethal Company.
For right now, yeah.
Okay.
With how big it is, it's got to be coming up.
I hope so.
Within the next year,
dude. I've been watching clips of this fucking game, and the game is amazing. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking arachnophobia fucking thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Had me fucking dying.
Yeah, it's just spider. It's just a spider.
It legit. It replaces any type of spider enemy with the word. Spider.
Yeah, it's just floating spider coming after the word spider.
It's all shit. It's like Sesame Street.
And the arachnophobia people are still scared.
No, what tripped me out though, that had me both laughing my ass off but also creeped the fuck out, was that the mod that lets the enemies mimic your friends' voices.
Oh, I didn't know they could do that.
Oh, dude, hold on. I thought I sent one. But yeah, there's a mod that lets the enemies mimic your friends' voices. And so it legit takes clips of you guys talking.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, and it does it in the most unsettling way. Oh man, I thought I sent it, but I guess not. Because it's literally like, so you're like the enemy, you'll hear your friend talking. You'll hear him say like something they just said.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, I'm over here. But it's not your friend. It's the fucking in-game enemy.
It's the AI.
Yeah. And it's like, or like if you made a joke about like, or like the laugh or whatever, it'll just replay the laugh.
Oh, shit.
And it's very unsettling. If I find it again, I'll send it to you. All right, and I'll try to post it if I can find one. But yeah, it's watching the clips, it's funny because you see the way people freak out when they realize it's not their friend, it's a fucking enemy.
Right.
But at the same time, that whole build up to like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. Like, that's
you didn't just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of creepy. And the ladder, the bonk.
Yeah, that bonk on the ladder.
That so yeah, nice. That's just the bonk. Like, the way it just crumbles. Like, you just, like, because I feel like that's, like, if something like that did happen, I mean, it would be less funny in real life, but the way it's, like, ragdolls. It's dead. But yeah, I'm going to have to be, I need to get a PC. I know I do.
You don't got time for a PC.
I don't got time for a PC. That's, yeah.
You barely have time for a PlayStation.
Seriously, tell me about it. Like, I've been trying to play all this week and haven't had a chance to sit down at all week. Let me see. Where'd I go? Well, we're on the subject of games. The day before.
The greatest disappointment of all time.
IGN gave
everyone
it a 1.
Everyone thought fucking Gollum had this shit in the bag. And then Kong Skull Island came out. And it was like, nah, son. we're the worst on this block. And the day before, right at the end of the buzzer, like, watch this.
IGN gives it a 1. Says it's unbearable.
Yeah.
Day Before is easily one of the worst games I've ever played, to the point where I'm afraid to continue running it on my PC. And if you didn't manage to try it yourself, you can probably count yourself as one of the lucky ones. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how fucking terrible this is.
Yeah, it just seems very obvious that the developer was a very skeevy...
Yeah.
What's the word?
Like just scammers?
Yeah, scammers, but there's like a... like slime ball type of a word that you associate with them.
I can't think of it.
Anyway, it's very obvious that they're...
There was a cash grab, like just trying to get people to buy this game.
Yeah, like the game, like the trailer looked like unreal, and they were just like talking up this like super grand stuff.
Yeah,
like almost like cyber, like to like even worse than like Cyberpunk was.
Yeah, I do remember.
Where like Cyberpunk, I felt like that's genuinely what they wanted and what they were trying to do, and they just didn't.
Yeah, it was just like,
and they just didn't have time. Yeah. Where like Day Before, it feels like there was no intention at even getting to this sort of level. They were just like, yeah, this is just gonna be amazing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you dog shit.
To me, I figured, like, as you were saying that, have you ever seen those cat videos where it's like, it's going to show the cat, like, is it going to jump? It's going to jump. And then when it jumps, it just kind of, like, and then falls. Cause it, yeah. It just, that's why I felt like that's what Cyberpunk was. It was just like, all right, I'm going to make this. I'm going to make it. And then, like, they tried.
Yeah.
Whereas as this one, it was just like, it was all bait and switch. Yeah. It was underhanded and it was crooked as fuck. Yeah, it's crazy, like, because I remember watching those trailers. And thinking, like, this looks insane. Because it was supposed to be, like...
And I should have knew, because it's supposed to be, like, an MMO, right? Like, mm-hmm. A zombie MMO.
Yeah.
And MMOs never look that good.
That's true. Right? Yeah. It was supposed to be, like, a Last of Us style.
They never have depth if they look that good.
Yeah, yep,
and then they were also, like, promising all this depth.
Yeah.
Which didn't. All the flags were there, and I think everyone just ignored it. And we were like... Or a lot of people ignored it, at least.
I think because because too, it also got announced. It got announced around the same time that The Last of Us 2 was released, right? If I remember correctly.
Maybe it was the first time I heard of this game was last year during the summer.
Yeah, isn't that
or has Last, no, of, Last of Us 2's been out for like 3 years?
Yeah, shit. Why does it feel like
it came out on PS4?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
God damn.
Came out into PS4.
Why does that feel like it's been like, no, like, okay, with
because it came out PS4 and then they had the update for PS5, but it wasn't right when PS5 launched. It was like it was like maybe a year later or something, or 6 months later.
Yeah, you're right.
And then they had the Last of Us 1 remaster came out like last year.
You're right. Damn.
Right before the show started.
Why does it feel like it just, I don't know. I feel like my timeline for games... Same thing like with God of War. The first God of War. Like, how long ago did that come out now?
2018.
Yeah. Like, that's fucking nuts. Like, when you think about how long ago... And, like, to me, it feels like... I mean, yes, I know there was a gap between the two games, mm-hmm. but it feels like there wasn't, like...
4 years was a really good turnaround.
Yeah.
From one to two.
Yeah. And even, yeah, when that, that's another, like, 3 years now, right?
For Ragnarok?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was 2018, and then Ragnarok came out last year, 2022.
Yeah. So, I mean, it feels like it's been... Like, it feels like it just came out. Like, it's one of the, like, if you would have asked me if it came out this year, I would have said, yeah, it came out this year. I feel like I just played it this year.
Yeah.
Did you do your PlayStation wrap-up?
No, I didn't. I forgot about it.
Everyone...
Because they never... They should always just do that shit on PlayStation. I don't know why.
They should, yeah.
Because I don't check my email. It gets... Especially my PlayStation email. It's like a throwaway email.
Okay.
For the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they do that either, but...
So it just gets inundated by...
Yeah.
Sketchy emails.
That's the one you use to sign up for your OnlyFans.
Yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Pornhub. Let me see.
My secret OnlyFans account.
Feet.
Stroking it. Being a showman.
You started with just feet, but then it was... you quickly, like, you had, you like many young girls, you realized you had to wrap it up quickly.
Yeah.
It's
before I got too deep in this hole.
Right. Only lewds, guys, I told you. Next thing you know, it's
yeah. Only shaft big guys, I swear.
You guys can't, no, the tip, no, no tip.
No tip. I'm insecure about my pee hole.
So, do you want me to send you the link so you can pull it up?
Let me see.
So we can compare and contrast right now.
It's an email just from PlayStation?
Yeah, it says PlayStation Wrap-Up. Just search PlayStation Wrap-Up and it should pop up in your email. If not, I'll legit just send you the link right now.
All
right. Let's see here. Yeah, that way we can whip them out and compare them. All right, I sent it. I shared all mine on my... I should have shared them on the show page, too, but I don't want to get my PSN out there. All the fans trying to fucking join me. You guys already know how I feel about strangers. Playing games with strangers. They're like, don't at me.
While we were on God of War, I did finish...
I was going to
say... Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Fucking sick, dude.
Is it? So it's a prequel to...
No, it's an epilogue.
Oh, it's an epilogue.
To Ragnarok. He goes into Valhalla, and essentially Freya is trying to convince him to become the new god of war.
Ah.
And he is reluctant because he basically destroyed all of Greek mythology as the previous god of war.
Yeah.
So it's going through that. It's unpacking all that.
Okay.
It's so fucking cool. Once you beat the first champion, yeah. Should I spoil it for you?
No, because I'm gonna play it.
It's so good, though.
Okay, well, no, yeah, don't. So, but now at least I have a reference point. So,
yeah, they make you, or it's not a champion. Valhalla, the first Valhalla is chosen, and then it takes you into like a thing.
Okay,
and then some stuff happens.
All right. As a matter of fact, when we get inside right now, I'm gonna download it because I've been meaning to. Like, like I said, I haven't had a chance to sit down because it came out on what, the 16th or the 12th?
12th.
Okay, yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so I haven't had a chance to fucking touch anything at all.
I played it a little bit on Friday,
uh-huh.
and then I played it a lot yesterday and today.
Yeah.
And I probably beat it in like 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll have some time to sit down to play right now, so like it's one of those rare times I'll probably have that, I won't have the house all to myself, but I'll be where I can sit and play mm-hmm. fairly uninterrupted. So you got yours up?
Yeah.
All right, so how many, so for, the first one is... How many games you played in 2023?
26.
I played 37 different games. What was your first game of the year?
Let's see. First game?
Yeah.
Oh, Destiny 2.
On January 1st?
Yep.
Yeah, mine was Watch Dogs, Legion. Legions. So the second page is your top 5 games, your big hitters of 2023.
Mine's Destiny 2.
Uh-huh.
803 hours.
Damn.
Then... Okay, there we go. Baldur's Gate 3,
mm-hmm.
85 hours.
Uh-huh.
Then Final Fantasy 16, 68 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Jedi Survivor, 40 hours. And Spider-Man 2, 30 hours.
All right. So my number one is, I mean, I guess it's not surprising as much because I end up playing this game when I, like, don't play
well. Destiny 2 was 69% playtime ratio. Nice.
So, damn. 69. Call of Duty was my number one. Mm-hmm. 292 hours. 56% of my playtime.
Oh, wow.
So more than half of my playtime is like Call of Duty. But yeah. I feel like, because, like, a lot of times it's like, okay. Like, okay, like, Spider-Man came out, so I stopped playing Call of Duty, played Spider-Man. Finished it, and was like, okay, what am I going to play? Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, yeah.
Number two, Jedi Survivor. 49 hours, 9% of my playtime. Number three, Spider-Man 2. 34 hours, 6%. Hogwarts Legacy was my number four. 26 hours, 5%. And Dead Cells was my number five.
Okay.
13 hours, 2%.
You saw, I didn't notice last week, but in the reveals for the Game Awards, mm-hmm. It's made by the same people as Dead Cells. It's called, like, Win Something.
Oh, yes, I did see that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what's the next one? Oh, your gaming style.
Let's see. Gunslinger.
I got the same thing. It says that you spent 57% of your game time lining up your shots and making them count. What was your percentage on that one?
70%.
70%. And then next one coming after that, New Year in Play. So January, 19 hours of Call of Duty. February, 17 hours of Call of Duty. March, 25 hours of Call of Duty. April, 56 hours of Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
May, 27 hours of Call of Duty. June, 17 hours of Jedi Survivor. July, 12 hours of Dead Cell. And then August, I went right back to Call of Duty. September, Call of Duty. October, Spider-Man. November, Call of Duty. And December, Call of Duty.
That's funny. So mine is Destiny. Basically that, but Destiny. But January, Destiny, 73 hours. February, Destiny, 130 hours. March, Destiny, 180 hours. April, 140 hours, Destiny. 132 hours, May. And then Final Fantasy 16, 94 hours, June. 36 hours in July. Destiny for August, 36 hours. Destiny for September, 124. 122 in October. Then Alan Wake 2, 20 hours, November. And then Destiny, and then December, Destiny, 82 hours.
That's funny. Then it's okay. A playlist for Gunslingers, which, okay, whatever. This year, I played 514 hours, 95.75% on PlayStation 5.
Where are you looking?
So swipe one more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right there.
This year, you played 1,163 hours.
Damn.
Whoa, you played a lot of games this year.
That's what my, yeah, you doubled me.
See, you spent 97.76% of game time playing 21 games of your PlayStation 5.
There you go. Next one is...
2.24% on PS4.
Did it show that?
Yeah, it shows that for me. Let me see. But I don't even know what I played on PS4 this past year.
Oh, yeah, 4.28.
Maybe it's just PS4 games, and they're considering that on
PS4. No, I think you had to play it on your PS4. Well, see, so with me, like, I know when Jasmine wanted to play Saints Row,
mm-hmm.
So I will play on the PS4.
Yeah, but as soon as I got my PS4, it's in a box. I got put in a box.
Yeah. That's weird. No, like, if you scroll down, there's more. So I have 4.28% on my PS4.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading. Yeah.
Then I have 19.19% on my VR2. And my favorite controller is the DualSense.
Your white DualSense, because mine is a red DualSense.
Oh, nice. All right, and then so the next one is how many trophies you've earned. I've only earned one platinum trophy this whole year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I've earned, like... Oh, I guess it says I've only earned one as well.
Yeah, as much of a trophy whore as I am, like...
I guess it was... I just got...
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I guess Spider-Man's the only one I platinum this year.
I feel... You know what? I feel like a lot of the games, too, they've made them harder to platinum.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's, like... It's, like, this ridiculous bullshit, like... Like Jedi Survivor, there's one, it's, like, fucking, like... ricochet a bullet, a blaster round through two enemies. It's like, fuck you. While doing a backflip. So I have 243 trophies total. Only one platinum. Though.
My trophy level increased 8 levels this year.
Mine only increased 3. But it's because I don't buy a lot of games, though, because of Brian. I'm the squad hero.
Party animal.
I put in 197 hours with my squad.
It says you really partied it up with 285 parties this year.
Oh, because you do a lot of the voice, the, yeah.
Yeah, I do voice chats.
And then the collectibles I don't care about. Those are dumb.
I got 12 digital collectibles.
I have...
And 10,000 points.
14, and I have only 1,500 points. 14 collectibles, 1,500 points. Yeah. Now that's the PlayStation wrap-up. Everyone's doing their wrap-ups nowadays.
Okay, I'll share.
Oh, shoot. I never... You know, I'm going to redeem this fucking collectible right now. Live on the air. Did you see the... Okay, speaking of the wrap-ups and everything, did you see the... there was a girl that someone hacked. I guess someone's been using her Spotify, like unbeknownst to her, like had like just has, is logged in on her Spotify listening to the music. So when she did her wrap up, it was like all like it was one specific artist. Yeah, one specific artist. And she goes, "I've never even heard of this guy. Like my number one artist is this guy." But like they spent like 200 and something hours.
She's all upset.
Yeah, she's like, "You've ruined my life." Like she's legit like
baby.
Yeah, like this because she can't join. She it's the FOMO.
Yeah,
she's missing out on sharing her Spotify Wrapped. But.
Yeah, nobody. You have to share your Spotify Wrapped on that day.
Yeah, if you don't do it on
the spot of that day, you're a loser.
You're a loser. You're done. Yeah, you missed out.
Yeah, if you post it after, you're like, dude, we already did this.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like everybody's doing so. Like I think Spotify started it though. Spotify Wrapped, then PlayStation started doing it. I'm sure Xbox does one too at some point.
Mm.
Even the Tonal does one. I shared my Tonal one.
Right.
Yeah. Like it breaks down
on you. Well, it's just really interesting just to see.
To see, yeah, your stats. Because you don't, like, you might not look at that stuff at, throughout the day. Like, throughout, yeah. Like, once you see that, see all, everything that you've done at the end of the year, like, holy shit. I did a lot. Like, what tripped me out, so with my Tonal one specifically, it's like the first 6 months of the year, I didn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 4 workouts. Like, I wasn't doing nothing. And then, like, all of a sudden, it's like every all the end of the month stuff. It's like, now I got to keep that momentum going. Yeah.
My Spotify Wrapped always just tells me I've been a sad boy all year.
Well, see, my Spotify, so I share a Spotify account with my wife and my kid. So it's like, it's a mixture of.
Of your family.
Yeah. Well, see, because I forgot she had a nickname for the show. We stopped using it.
Who?
We used to call her Poopin' Baby.
Oh, we had a nickname for her.
Yeah,
she didn't have a nickname.
No, we had a nickname for her. She was Poopin' Baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to call her. That's my calling her. Poopin'
Baby.
She's Poopin' Baby.
She's still stinky as hell.
Yes, she is. But so every night when she goes to bed, she listens to these, their lullaby versions of regular music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I play that stuff for her all the time. And like, it's one of my ways I get her to listen to not just, you know,
yeah,
whatever's popular now. It's like I'll play a song. She goes, "This song sounds familiar." It's like, "Yeah, it's one of your lullabies." And then she's like, "Oh, okay." Then she'll like kind of like vibe with it, because it's like comforting to her. But so so if you think about it, that's what gets played the most on my Spotify, because she plays it when she goes to bed. And she falls asleep to it, so it's usually like 8 hours of fucking lullabies.
Yeah.
every day.
Yeah.
But so like for whatever reason, I think I was able to do something where like you can click it like on the playlist itself. You can like it doesn't accumulate to you to your added play. Like, it's like it influences your plays list.
Mm.
Or less. So it works out. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports.
Ray's energy drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back.
And we're back with the Petering Out podcast.
We should just do the whole show just super low tones. Just, hey guys.
What's the next topic, Peter?
Next topic. Let me see what we got here in the chamber, so to speak. okay, yeah, I can't do it. scrolling. This fucking, what is this game called? Mouse?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This game looks...
It looks cool.
It looks cool as shit.
It's like Doom.
Yeah.
OG Doom, but it's fucking Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. It looks fucking like... It's like a, it kind of also reminds me of what's that fucking game? Poop Baby loves it. Bendy and the Ink Machine.
I've never heard of it.
You never heard of Bendy and the Ink Machine?
Nope.
It's a similar, like you're trapped in the 50s. You're an animator. Like you work for Disney, but but you make Bendy cartoons instead of Mickey Mouse cartoons. Mm. And Bendy's a demon. And I guess they did something to make these characters real. But like they use demons to, like, it's weird. It's got a weird story. Mm. And so like all the people that you used to work with have turned into these ink monsters. And you're trapped in the studio, and you have to, like, survive. But it's, like, the first person like that, and it's all black and white.
Yeah, that's fucking Mobster Mickey.
Yeah, yeah. It looks cool. It looks super cool. What do they call that? Rubber hose? Style animation? Like, Cuphead?
I don't know what they call it. I didn't know I had a style.
Yeah, they call it rubber hose. That's the style.
Or I had a name.
Yeah, that's the style of the animation. E3 is officially...
Officially dead.
Because, like, so the originally...
It's been squirming around on the ground.
Yep.
trying to stop the bleeding, and it's finally bled out.
It's gone. They've tried to make a couple revivals. I feel like COVID finally is what really got it. Like, they tried to come back after COVID, and they were just like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of like all the entire industry has kind of realized that they could just put out
their own.
They could either just do their own thing and just announce a bunch of games however they want.
Yeah,
whenever they want, they don't have to like be contained to this very set date in the summer to always release their games or announce their games.
Yeah.
Like, that's mainly what PlayStation did. They were the first to back out.
They were the first to back out because, like, we could do our own shit.
And then everyone else realized, oh, yeah, well, PlayStation's still fucking doing the thing.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Well, it was PlayStation, but I feel like people were like, okay, well, that's PlayStation. You know, whether they're at E3 or not, people know PlayStation.
That's true.
Then Microsoft did the same thing. And then Bethesda did the same thing. And then just more and more, I think Capcom did it afterwards. And it's more and more just kept... Or no, it was the big three first. Nintendo pulled out as well. And then it was the different studios.
No, well... Right? Yeah, I guess. But Xbox and Nintendo backed out like 2 years later.
Yeah.
Where like PlayStation...
And then Xbox and Nintendo kind of dominated that year because... And then they pulled out. And then that's when the studios started to pull out individually. Became more, it's like, yeah, we don't need E3.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
I think it was at the last E3 that Sony was, like,
I think, yeah, of. That's the one you went to, right? Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I have this nostalgia for E3, so I feel like that's why I kind of... To me, it was always a super cool, like, you get to see all this, like, it's like kind of going to, like, Anime Expo, or, like, to, like, you know, like, Comic-Con, you get to see all these cool sets, see all these, like, this shit they build... These different booths, and you get all this cool little collectibles you can't get anywhere else kind of thing.
They don't really do that anymore.
Yeah, true.
They're not handing stuff out, cool stuff out, like they used to.
Yeah, like they used to, yeah. I mean, I still have a bag of all my stuff from, like, the first E3 I ever went to.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of it. Like, It was cool shit, you know? Like, I had this, and even the dumb shit was cool. Like, I remember they gave me a lanyard that had this giant, like, it was an ad for another, like, it was like some peripheral company. And it was like this giant disc the size of like a coaster. Mm-hmm. And like half of it was silver and it had the name of the company. And the other half was clear and you would like click and it would just turn red. Like it would glow.
Like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah. And like I remember like everybody had them. Like everyone was wearing those fucking lanyards because it had the stupid little light on it. You know, and it was like one of those things like, oh, this is fucking cool. The other thing like that year too, I mean, because they were still doing demo discs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so like I have all kinds of demo discs from that fucking day. I have some games I know that they're not even compatible with modern systems, but like I still have the original fucking disc. Like,
see, that would have been so cool. Just like, and like they had all these, they could have had all these games that they're showing, but like the lines are so long that like realistically, if you have to just pick like one or two games,
yeah,
and those are the games you're gonna fucking play that day,
exactly, yeah,
or else you're never gonna get to anything.
Well, see, a lot of those.
So it would have been It would have been cool if like they were handing out the demos.
Yeah.
And then that way, I could go to all these demos, these places that get the demos, and then I could play two games that maybe aren't handing out demos or multiplayer or whatever because they can't hand out demos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, that'd be cool. But yeah, I mean, the days of demos, demo discs are fucking gone, man. Like, I remember PlayStation Magazine would come out, like, you'd buy the magazine and it would come with a disc of, like, fucking demo games.
I didn't even know about PlayStation Magazine. The only magazine I knew about was Game Informer.
Okay, I don't think Game Informer had the... there was another magazine that I used to get. It was Tips and Tricks. Was one of them. 'Cause I used to love cheat codes. I was all about cheat codes back in the day. There was a magazine called Tips and Tricks, and it was like they would do the, you know, it was a typical game magazine. It had the I should enunciate that better. Game magazine.
Game magazine.
It was not a game magazine.
It's all game. Deep in the game magazines, dude.
A game magazine called Tips and Tricks.
Those things had 3-page spreads on them.
Oh shit, you definitely gotta see the tips in those. Not just Shaft.
It's the opposite. It's just tips. It's not no shaft.
No shaft. Tips and balls. No shaft. But yeah, it was like the typical reviews, they had you know, interviews, stuff like that. But at the back of the magazine they had a for the most part, it was always the newer games that were coming out within, like, if the game had come out within the last year, they had all the cheat codes for it. And they would break it down by, like, when I initially started buying them, they were Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, PlayStation 1, and Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, then the next gen came out, and then, like, so they took away the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo, and it would be PS1, PS2, Sega Saturn, and then, like, you know, whatever systems, but, like, they would be categorized. So, like, you would, like, there would be the blue pages, the green pages, the red. Mm-hmm. And then, like, that's where you would go for your, like, okay, I got a Nintendo game, let me go to the red pages. Let me find this game. Then, at the end of the year, they would release the whole, like, this is every game code that we have to date. From the very first one we ever found to the most recent one. And then they would all be alphabetical by system. Mm-hmm. From Nintendo all the way to whatever the latest console was. And I used to, man, because codes was like when you knew some cool cheat codes and shit in games, that was the shit. Like, that was like, you had like, that was like clout in school. Like, you could, yeah, like,
I was like, oh, dude, I found the God mode cheat code.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, you got the, what was it? It was left up right.
it's left up right. A B select.
I remember all the Donkey Kong Country games. They all, it was like, so it'd be like, it would be like, what was it? So it would be like, they would spell like the name. It would be like down, down, Y, or down, Y, down, down, Y, like to spell Diddy. You know, like, or like certain, like it would, they would be all, most of them started with down. All their codes started with down and would spell like something from the, like, one of the characters' names. Or there was one, I forget, it was like Darby Day. It was down, A, right, down B Y, and it was like, I forget, and I can't remember what game, but I just remember the name Darby Day. Like, that was the code.
Darby Day.
That's how you would remember it. It's like, it's Darby. It's the Darby Day code.
That's funny.
I miss some stuff like that. I always had a Game Shark.
Had a Game Shark. Yeah.
Nintendo was Game Genie, and then Game Shark was.
No, Game Shark was also for Nintendo.
They had one for
Game Boys, at least. No,
yeah, but not for the NES.
Yeah,
the NES. So the NES, it was called the Game Genie, and what that thing did was, so you would plug the cartridge into that, mm-hmm. and you would plug that into the Nintendo, mm-hmm. and so you couldn't close the lid, but it was still like, it would still be able to reach the where the, because remember how you with the Nintendo you would plug in and then you push it down.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one, it would just kind of like force it down. And it had this like little lever thing on top, so the lid wouldn't smash your games. Okay. And but yeah, then then when you would start the game, it would open up the menu prior to starting the game, and yeah, and then the Game Shark for the PlayStation 1, it plugged into the back, and mm-hmm. it had the same kind of thing where it would bring up this menu. Man, good times, good times. See, but a lot of the way, you know, the way those the Game Genie and the Game Sharks, the way they would work, is they would read the code from the game, and they would find any kind of like cheat code, or any kind of tricks, or any kind of like or like it would modify the code itself in real time. So like for infinite health or whatever. So you might be taking damage in the game, but the game shark is like stopping the code from registering your hits. Mm. So it's like it's like adding lines or modifying it somehow. That's how Hot Coffee got. Remember Hot Coffee from GTA San Andreas?
No.
You remember the sex mini game after the dates?
Okay. I never played San Andreas. I just watched Michael play it.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
So
I remember your parents would get mad around you. But Hot Coffee, so you had to have a Game Shark to be able to, fucking dog, shut up, to be able to play them. And so basically it was, remember you would date, I don't know if you remember this or not, but then you could date the different characters and build relationships with them?
Yeah, I remember a couple.
And then eventually they would take you inside, and like the screen would just kind of, like there was no noise or anything, but the screen would kind of, mm-hmm. undulate to give you the like, oh, something's happening.
Yeah, shit's rocking.
Well, there was actual mini games where it was kind of like a rhythm type game, and like you could change positions and you could do all this shit,
like the Kratos thing.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Kratos
in God of War.
Yeah,
but they took it away last minute, and that's where the GTA. That's where the controversy. Oh, this game is meant for children. And it's like, no, it's not meant for children. First of all,
literally rated M.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do this.
We just
made it possible.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not something in, like, you have to have some way to alter the game to access this.
Yeah.
If you cannot alter the game, then you can't access it. But the same thing was that with, like, so people, the whole argument with GTA was like, oh, you could pick up hookers and you could kill them and you could do this. And like, well, yeah, you can, but you don't have to.
Yeah, but the game never tells you to do that.
Yeah, the game never tells you to go, hey, go pick up this hooker and kill her. let's move on a little.
It's like No Russian.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I never realized that until someone pointed. I think it was you that pointed it out to me.
Maybe, yeah. But they never tell you. They never tell you to shoot.
Yeah, and I think after that, I think I played that entire. After you told me that,
you just walk without shooting.
Yeah, I played the rest of the mission. I did the whole mission without killing anybody.
But you have to. You do have to still just watch everyone else get mowed down.
By
Makarov and them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, which is. I guess they kind of do have that moment in this new story mode.
Have you finished it?
Yeah, I finished it.
You did?
Yeah, I was bummed. I didn't like the killed soap.
Oh, they did.
Did you finish it?
I didn't play it. Oh, my bad. I wasn't going to play it. I don't think I was ever going to play it.
Yeah, Sub gets shot in the head. Mm. He dies.
He dies in Modern Warfare 3 anyway. In the OG.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't remember him dying in there, though. I remember like when fucking, what's his name, betrays you and then...
Yeah, because in Modern Warfare 3, you play as Yuri.
Oh, shit, you're right. You're right.
Basically, everyone dies.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone dies and Yuri finally kills Yuri and... thrice kill Makarov at the end.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought you were soap at the end. Yeah, no, so this one, yeah, they don't have a no Russian, but they have like there's like a hijack mission where you're like, and see, I try to play it where like to like not kill anybody, but like you get attacked, so you have to start. I don't think I killed any civilians, but I killed one of the hijackers. Mm-hmm. But so what happens is you are, you know, what's her name? Farah?
Yeah.
So you're one of her former soldiers. It's a female. And like she's on a plane coming out of Russia. And like you get, like someone's, there's a guy talking to you. And he's like, oh, like he says your name. And like, oh, and your husband. How is your husband and your daughter? And it says their names. And she's like, oh, and she goes, and he tells her, like, we're taking over this plane. And you're going to help us. Or, and then he pulls out a gun. Like, he pulls out, like, it's a plastic gun that they got through security. And then, so she tries to fight back, but they knock her out. And they strap a bomb to her chest. Mm-hmm. And it has, like, 2 minutes. And so she's trying to get to the exit, but they're stopping her. And then, like, the sky, like, someone yells, like, oh, she has a bomb. And then so the sky marshals are trying to stop her. And, like, and so the bomb explodes in the plane. Mm-hmm. But, like, you have the opportunity, you have the gun. So you have the opportunity to, like, shoot them.
Shoot them out of the way.
Yeah. But if you shoot them out of the way, then it's like, okay, well, you're clearly shooting innocent people. But if you don't, then
you kill a lot more people.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was kind of a cool moment. But at the same time, it didn't have the effect that No Russian did. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so at the end, it's like you're dismantling a bomb. You and a ghost. And then you're playing as Soap, and then you switch characters, and then Makarov comes in with his team and like fucking just shoots Soap in the head. And it's very unceremonious. Yeah, and very unceremonious. That's what I meant to say. Because like you're just like the firefighter. All of a sudden, Soap just goes. it's unceremonious, but at the same time, it's very, like, there's no way he survived that. Yeah. It's right in the fucking forehead, and he just drops, kind of thing. Like. He's dead. So, and that's where it ends.
That's just how it ends?
That's where, well, they get into, like,
oh. So Makarov's still
Makarov escapes, and then, like, they, like, we're going after him. And then it ends. Like, they do a funeral. It ends with Soap's funeral. They put his ashes out.
So, yeah, that's weird. So they flipped it. Because in Modern Warfare 2, in the OG, Ghost dies.
I thought that was 3. Is that when what's the name of
Ghost Eyes at the end by
Shepard?
Shepard, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was 3. I don't know why.
That's 2. Okay. 3. 3 is with Yuri.
Okay.
And Makarov has essentially caused World War 3. He has taken over. He's taken over the White House, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's like there's like the whole Olympus Has Fallen mission where you're like actually at the White House and all that. Okay. I do remember that. I don't remember Soap dying, though. Maybe I don't remember the end.
They die. He dies like in the middle.
Okay, you know I don't. Well, to be fair, I haven't like this new batch of Modern Warfare 3s. Uh-huh. Modern Warfare games are like a time I've actually started finishing them.
Right.
Like the other ones, because I don't finish them, and then like because like they come out, and you just go straight to multiplayer.
Right.
For the most part, I remember finishing 2 because I remember Ghost dying. And then there's that whole betrayal with Shepard and all that.
Yeah, the smartest thing Call of Duty has done is put out the story a week before the
multiplayer. I agree, because it gives you a reason to play it.
Yeah.
It gives you like, if I want to play Call of Duty. Let me see here. Insomniac got hacked. And hackers demand $2 million to prevent Wolverine and employee info leaks.
Yeah, scumbags.
Yeah, I fucking hate that shit, man. Like what's the point of it?
To get money.
I mean, but what what do you get out of leaking it?
They're holding it as ransom. They don't care about leaking it. It's just they know a lot of people, they know it hurts the company by leaking it.
Yeah.
And the main thing isn't the leak. Who cares about leaking the trailer? Mm-hmm. That's crying over spilled milk.
Yeah, yeah.
If it comes out.
Yeah.
The big thing is they have a bunch of
story
employee.
Oh, yeah. That's
employee huge. Records.
That's
passport huge. Records, all that.
That's pretty major. That I can see being an issue. Good point. I think I was more fixated on the game aspect of it than I was as the human aspect of it.
Yeah.
speaking of leaks, did I share that one? Where'd it go? I know I shared it. I think it got deleted. There was a former... Yep, that's the one that got... It's no longer available. So, a Rockstar developer's former girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I guess, I don't know if she stole his laptop or she had access to his files. She has something and has leaked 2 hours worth of gameplay, pre-alpha footage of GTA 6.
Okay.
And so she had it on her Instagram. She had it on her, she had it on all her social medias. And they were like, they filed a cease and desist. They filed all this bullshit. So now she has it on her OnlyFans. And somehow that's legally protected where they can't stop her from from posting it on her OnlyFans.
Huh.
Which is weird. But yeah.
How'd she figure that out?
I have no idea. But apparently, yeah. So it's like, if you want to see, it's all pre-alpha. It looks like shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's all just placeholder models. But
if you want to see it,
there's 2 hours of gameplay. Yes. Yeah. So I don't know her name. I don't know any of her information, but. We talked about that. What If Season 2 coming on...
Oh, yeah, that was a surprise. It comes out fucking Friday.
Yeah. Which, I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoyed the first season.
I like most of it, yeah. There's a couple episodes that are like, meh.
Yeah.
I just want it to be like a little more cohesive. I get that the whole thing is like just a bunch of what ifs.
Yeah.
But it seems like they wanted the what ifs to be like.
Yeah, it seems like they're making an alternate universe. Yeah. Especially at the last season, because they basically got everyone from all the what if, every episode, and fought fucking Ultron, fucking Mega Ultron, or whatever the fuck his name was.
Yeah, what was his name?
I forget, but it was Infinity Stone Ultron.
Right.
And it seems like what they're trying to do is like, these are, instead of being what is tales, they're basically, this is an alternate timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like that's not where they were in the comic, but I could be wrong. I feel like I could be wrong if I could just, because it's been a long time since I read a What If comic.
Right.
I used to love them. I still remember one of my favorite ones was What If Peter Parker Killed the Punisher? And it was Spider-Man and the Punisher were fighting, and he accidentally kicks him off a rooftop, and Punisher dies, and Daredevil witnesses it. But Daredevil doesn't witness it as an accident. Like, from his
point of view, it just looks like Spider-Man kicked him off.
It looks like Spider-Man, like, purposely kicked him off and killed him. So, like, the rest of the comic is Daredevil hunting down Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Which is because they're friends. So it was, like, a really cool fucking dynamic. So it's like stories like that where it's like, okay, what if this happened? It's like, it didn't actually happen, but what if this happened? And that was what the premise of the comic was. Oh, fuck, this is the one that got me. Kojima Productions are making a Death Stranding movie with A24.
I don't know if a Death Stranding movie could pull it off.
I feel like it could. The game itself is insanely cinematic.
Yeah, it is, but like, just... Where are you gonna... I'm just trying to see, like, where are you gonna find, like, the interesting bits of it? Because, like, most of the game is just running from point A to point B.
Yeah, I mean, but see, I feel like they could do something.
And it would have to be Norman Reedus. You can't have anyone else
but Norman Reedus. Oh, yeah, you can't have anybody but Norman Reedus. It has to be Norman Reedus.
You can't be like, yeah, Death Stranding movie, and it's with fucking Timothée Chalamet as, what's his name? What's his name again? Sam something?
Sam Bridges?
Bridges, there you go.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to have the cast. Like, they would have to have the cast. Yeah. Because everybody in the game was a real person.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you need to have a...
Fucking Hartman. What's it? Yeah.
Yeah, Hartman. You gotta have... What's Guillermo del Toro in there? Mm-hmm. Fragile's gotta be the same girl. I don't think another person can play Fragile.
I feel like they can pull it off. Because, like, really, think about this. So, like, you take the main... Because you take the main story plot things... And then you sprinkle in a bit of walking. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, he's on this delivery. And, like, you kind of like I'm thinking Lord of the Rings style.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you have this story shit that happens, and then you have walking. And then you have more story shit that happens, and then you have more walking. You know, and then like the walking elements are like they're gonna show you what the world's like. It's basically like every zombie movie. Every zombie movie at some point has the survivors going out for supplies or going out for something, and it's showing you the world.
Yeah, but also at the same time, like the technology. How are you gonna get like you know, like everyone else's. Because, you know, like, the big part of the game is, like, other people's, like, structures they're building.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be like, oh, yeah, fucking so-and-so
built
this.
Well, no, I mean, I feel like that could
be just going to be ziplining around. That's how I played the whole game. I just ziplined everywhere.
Well, so, you know what? I feel like that's part of the reason I didn't finish. Because remember there was a while for, like, I think it was, like, a year, maybe almost two, that I didn't have any internet at home. And that, like, when Death Stranding came out, I had no internet.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's kind of... I didn't have any of that. Same thing with Metal Gear 5. I didn't have any internet.
When I played it, I think I was ahead of most people. So, like, there was very few people who like, built stuff ahead of me.
I just had a barren wasteland to fucking go through.
Like, none of the roads were built. I always had to build the roads myself.
Yeah. But see, I mean, I feel like there's like, you know, it's a montage. You can fucking build a road with a montage. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not saying that would be in the show like that, but...
But yeah, I mean, stuff like that. I mean, just to show the fact that, like, this is the kind of stuff he has to do to get around. Because I don't think they will show that community aspect of it just because, like, it's not... Like, that's kind of, like, part of the gameplay, but that's not part of the story.
Right.
The story is just he's the fucking guy. Like, he's the guy. He's fucking FedEx.
He's FedEx.
He's the fucking... He's the one that moves shit around.
He's the one who moves.
That's this. He's the one who... let me see here.
Spider-Man New Game Plus?
Yes. Targeting early 2024, yeah.
Yeah, so they were saying late 2023.
Yeah, but now they're saying just based on some of the testing and some of the stuff that's come up.
They're going to add a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. This had me kind of hyped, but only if it's going to have Nick Cage in the voice.
Yeah, it would have to.
Spider-Man Noir series is officially moving forward at Amazon.
Oh, I don't think it would be. It would be Nick Cage.
I don't think it will be Nick Cage. I don't know. Nick. See,
it won't even be the. It won't even be the same animation as Spider-Verse.
Probably.
So it's just going to be a different Spider-Man Noir, and it won't be Nick Cage because it's a Spider-Verse. It's a different Spider-Verse.
Oh, fuck. You know what? Fuck you for that, Gabriel. God damn it. I was all hyped. I'm thinking this Spider-Verse, fucking Nick Cage, fucking Spider-Man Noir. And now, you're right.
If it was made...
You're right. God damn it. It's just going to be some... It's going to be Spider-Man Noir. Which isn't... Like, it's not bad. I feel like, okay, they're
but it's not the noir that everyone has fallen in love with from the Spider-Man movies.
Exactly. It's going to be more true. Like, because that character is, like, very, very... He's not angsty, but he's more... It's like... It's a depressing fucking series. It's really fucking depressing.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking World War II era fucking Spider-Man. Black and white. Like, it's a crime drama fucking... He's a detective.
Yeah.
You know, he's a private investigator Spider-Man.
Mm, he's meh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Dick Tracy. He's
meh, fucking... You see? I shoot my webs over here, you see? Shoot my wives over here and I do a little bit of sleuthing.
God damn, I got my hopes up when I read that. You know what I think too is because of the thumbnail. The thumbnail looks like in the Nick Cage.
Yeah,
like,
because we don't have any other picture of Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean no, they are. They have
He's missing the hat.
Yeah, he is missing the hat. I think that might be actually from the comic. I'm not sure. But it got my hopes up and I was like, God damn it. Oh, have you ever tried the noir mode on fucking... I hope they actually make that an actual legit
mode. Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you turn the high contrast all the way up. Mm-hmm. And that was actually kind of pretty cool. I played for like an hour like that.
For an hour.
And I was like, all right, I'm done.
All right, I'm over it.
I've had enough. X-Men 97 will release spring of 2024. So I'm going to just fucking binge all of fucking X-Men.
Spring 20... Yeah, I might...
Because, I mean, it's such a great series.
What's it going to go out on?
Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah. So it'll probably be a week to week then.
Yeah.
It probably won't be a a full release.
I remember, like, the thing I remember loving that series, because it stayed very true to the comics. The thing about the X-Men, like, I enjoy the X-Men, I really do. I think they have some amazing characters, they have some amazing stories. But a lot of times, too, like, I feel the same. I think we've talked about this, but have we talked about what I think True Blood is?
Like, no.
No, like, being a vampire is you're gay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, like, basically, X-Men.
That's any vampire movie in, like, the last 20 years,
though. Yeah. But no, but see, because, like, with True Blood, like, the vampires, like, everyone knows vampires are real. And it's like, oh, why should vampires be married? Why can vampires get married? Should they even have any fucking rights?
Yeah, they're not suck. Human. Yeah. We suck everything.
So, yeah, vampires, like, it's like that was the whole thing. It's like, vampires getting married. Or it was, like, interracial, like, oh, like, you're going to marry a vampire? You're a human? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? It was like that, and it was like, vampires don't deserve rights. And it was, like, very, like, they were minorities, and they were gay. that's what vampires were. Mm-hmm. X-Men is the same way. Mutants are gay, gay minorities. it's like the world doesn't look like you're a mutant. You're not even human. You don't deserve any fucking rights. You want to marry another fucking person? What the fuck's wrong with you? You're a mutant.
yeah.
Like, what kind? Get away from my daughter, mutie.
Mutie? That sounded very...
Yeah. It was meant to.
Very derogative.
but yeah. So, it's still a great series. Mm-hmm. Excellent characters.
Yeah, I hear a lot about it.
Yeah, so. I've always loved it. I remember that fucking intro. That fucking intro, that's classic. Fucking classic.
Speaking of classic,
One Piece anime remake announced. Which is weird to me because the fact that it's still ongoing.
Yeah. They just, but it's so far.
Yeah, like it's what?
So far away from the beginning of the anime.
Yeah.
It's like on episode 1080 or something.
Yeah, it's like something crazy.
But yeah, if they reanimate it and they do like give it a Kai or Brotherhood treatment,
mm-hmm.
it'd probably be really good. Although I do feel like the beginning is like so endearing that you don't even need to.
Yeah, I agree.
Like there's a certain charm to it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I 100% agree.
Kind of like Dragon Ball.
But I think it's because of the success of
the movie.
The live action.
Oh yeah, the live action, sorry.
They're just like, okay, well, if you've never seen it, well, we're going to reanimate it for you and give you a better perspective on it. They're doing the same thing with Naruto Shippuden.
I still keep teetering back and forth on whether or not that's real or if that's just like...
Or someone's actually...
If it's just... Because they did it like a year ago. They had like a trailer, but it was just like something like the 20th anniversary of Naruto or something.
Yeah.
They just reanimated it and it was just that. Huh. But then you showed me that fucking Sasuke, that arc with Sasuke, and that wasn't in there. So now I'm like, I don't know. I do prefer Naruto over One Piece.
Yeah, same. I've always enjoyed One Piece, but I've always liked Naruto. So Dragon Ball Z is what I first found. Dragon Ball Z is what I first found because of that Japanese kid that moved. He moved from Japan to Hacienda Heights. and he legit gave me a shoebox full of cards that were meant for some arcade game that you would just swipe with barcodes and they were all the different. Like, I had no reference to what these characters were, but they looked cool as shit. Mm-hmm. I think I told you the story online.
Yeah, you see Gogeta. It was like a Gogeta card.
Yeah, no, it was Majin Buu. I thought Majin Buu was fucking a hero. And then, like, he's getting fucking blasted with the Destructo Disc in the middle. Like, I was like, they killed this guy. He looked awesome. And then, like, you finally watch the show and it's like, oh, he was a bad guy. Good. but yeah, and so I got into Dragon Ball Z. And then I went back and found Dragon Ball. And then.
But they don't kill Majin Buu.
No, they don't. But like in that, like just based on that card, it's just him like this.
Oh, he was dying. He was getting
fucking with the Destructo Disc, and he's just like, and then it's like there's a beam going through him, so you're like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah,
that nigga's dead. But yeah, that was my reference, and so like Dragon Ball Z is like will always be my nostalgia anime. Then there's also, like, you know, like fucking Akira. Actually, you know, yeah, no, Dragon Ball Z, then Akira, then Ninja Scroll, then, like, you know, the movies. Mm-hmm. Before getting into actual, then, like, I feel like Naruto's really got me, what got me back into anime, though. Mm-hmm. Because I was reading Shonen Jumps. I was reading all the mangas.
Yeah.
And then fucking, I was like, it was the blue guy. The blue guy got me into all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he started, like, he would collect them, and he would just, here, I just finished this one. You read it. And, oh, actually, no, I take that back. As we became friends, he gave me a stack. It was, like, the first 10 chapters of Naruto. Mm-hmm. He was like, if we're going to be friends, you need to know this. And I was like, okay, I'm in. And then, like, someone else gave me, I had, like, the first 5 seasons of Naruto. How many seasons of just Naruto are there?
How many seasons? I don't know about seasons.
I forget how many seasons there are now. But it's like I think I might have them all the way to before Shippuden on DVD. Mm. Because the guy gave them to me, like, you know, when you buy, remember when you would burn CDs, you would buy that 1,000 pack of CDs or whatever?
Yeah.
And, like, they're just stacked on a spindle. Like, he gave me that, and it was just all the Naruto DVDs on it. I was like, and he was like, here, go, here, you can have it. I have more.
I have my own.
Yeah. But it was like, but they weren't burnt. They were, like, legit, like, the actual,
the,
like,
DVDs.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's what got me. But, yeah, I mean, I want to see, I would love to go back and watch them all again. And then maybe, that, you know, that might spark my interest and get me watching more, like, anime again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for me, it was Naruto. Naruto was probably the first, like, one I watched that I considered anime. Yeah. Like, I always watched Dragon Ball as a kid, like, yeah, every Saturday or whatever.
But you didn't really think of that.
But like, it just looked like other cartoons. Like, I didn't, like...
Yeah, I can see that.
...differentiate between, like, that and other cartoons.
Yeah.
And then I realized Naruto was different than, like, this normal stuff you see on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And then probably Death Note is when it kind of, like, sealed, like, oh, I like anime.
Yeah. You know what? I really enjoyed the manga of Death Note. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get into the show.
I like the show.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I couldn't get into the show. Same thing with Bleach. I prefer the manga over the show.
I think most people are that way just because they censor a lot in the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. something I was going to say about...
But, like, Bleach now, the 1,000-Year Blood War,
yeah,
that stuff's, like, one-to-one, like, how the manga is.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Basically.
I need to catch up on some of these shows.
Bloody and all that, too.
I need to catch up. And make some time. I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Yep.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitter's @TheRealPressStart. On Instagram @TheRealPressStart. And on TikTok @TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us. Anywhere you get your podcasts. And on that note, game over. No more questions.
This has been the Pretty Real Podcast.